Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Just drift away. We have access to the subconscious mind. It seems to have brought some emotions. And do you know what year it is?
I'd say 1800s. Africa's ringing a bell.
Not the me that's Adam, but the me that's beyond. The true me.
Yeah.
Hello, you're listening to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable. This is Bob Shoy, and with me on this episode is Tiss, as usual, but not Beef. So what's happening this week is me and Tiss went to visit Nikki, who you may remember from our tarot reading and the astrology charts episode. Since then, she's been studying past life regression therapy. So we contacted to see if she wanted to put Tiss under and explore his past lives, and she did. So this episode is that session. We were allowed to record the session and put it out there for you guys to listen to. So because it was very quiet in the room we were recording in, because it's a meditation, and we couldn't have all the proper sound equipment up, it's all recorded on a portable recorder, which I've had to boost for you to be able to hear clearly. So it's not going to be the highest quality audio whilst in the actual session. But hopefully you'll still find it listenable. It's the best we could do. So what you're going to hear, first of all, is me and Tiss in the car on the way there, talking about what we expect. And then as soon as that finishes, you're going to hear us sitting down with Nikki beforehand, where she runs through a few questions for Tiss before we actually sit down to meditate. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop in every now and then just to explain a few things. So here we go. So Tissy, we're on our way for your regression.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm nervous now.
Why are you nervous now?
Because I didn't know I was going to talk when I was under.
I think you do. Might not. We'll speak to Nikki.
I thought it would be like she'd put me under.
And then you come out and tell her what you saw.
Yeah. No, I think it is. I think you're right. I think you do start.
You subconsciously speak.
Yeah. I'm quite nervous.
Are you really? In case you say something stupid out loud.
Yeah. Well, I say a lot of stupid things, but...
But you're conscious when you do it.
Conscious when I say those things. So I can take sort of... I don't know what the word is, responsibility for it.
Yeah.
Whereas when I'm under, I can't be responsible for what I say.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, I'll be fine. I'm sure I was something interesting in a previous life.
So who do you think you were?
No idea. Probably just some dude, like, peasant somewhere.
Some peasant.
Yeah.
Oh, so you definitely think you're a dude, though?
Well... I could have been a girl. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows how it works? I could have been a dolphin or a dog. I'd love to be a dog. That'd be sick.
Can you go?
It'd be harder to.
Yeah, you're speaking out loud. Whoa!
If I start barking, you know.
I think that's how they do it. I think you go under and you talk subconsciously while you're under.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you might be right. Maybe you just go under and then afterwards you say what happened when you're under.
Yeah.
Who knows? We're going to learn, aren't we? I don't know if I'll be allowed in the room or not.
Don't know.
Part of me feels like I don't want to be in the room. It'll be too much pressure. I don't want to, like, make any noise.
You'll be pissing yourself.
No, I won't.
I don't want to wear Hitler's boots. No, Mummy, they're Hitler's boots. I don't want to... I was watching that last night.
Anyway, here we go. Okay. All I've ever seen it is when they do it on like This Morning or something.
Yeah. I've never seen it on This Morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what to think of it. I don't know how much stock I put into it. But I'm going to go with an open mind. Just like the astrology. Just like the other times we saw Nikki. The astrology, the tarot.
Yeah, for sure. I think those things held a lot of weight with me. So hopefully this one does as well.
Well, when we went into the tarot, we weren't expecting a lot. And when we came out, we were all kind of impressed.
Yeah, very much. I feel like I will be impressed. I've been put under before.
Right.
And I know the power of the mind, so... You know, whether it's real or not, I'm definitely going to go on a journey today.
Awesome. So. I feel like I'm going to be on a journey just being there. Oh, and Beef's not here.
Beef's not here, no.
No, no Beefy. He chickened out. He couldn't handle the pressure of Tiss going under. He
couldn't handle the regression.
Yeah, that'll do. So am I allowed in the room as well?
Yes, but you need to be very quiet.
I'll be silent.
Oh,
sorry.
So you can lie down and get comfortable
there.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, lie down.
Yeah, you've got to lie down.
I'm talking old English.
Tiss is lying down now.
Yeah. What if I started talking Latin? Then I'd be like from
be amazing.
The medieval ages.
Yeah. Be really good, wouldn't it?
Be cool if I was like a really famous musician and it all came back to me and I could do it. And then I just became like a
musician. His worry is what if he starts talking in Latin?
Big Latin. The language of the peasants.
Yeah.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, you're a pig.
Pig.
So shall I perch on here?
Yeah, if you perch on there.
Okay. Tiss, you're going to be okay with me in the room? You're not going to find me distracting?
No, not at all.
Okay. So if I sort of just get in between the two of you and sit in silence.
Yeah. I'm just going to ask you a few questions. Just sort of see what... Is there anything we need to watch out for, like, phobias and things like that?
Tiss, don't feel under pressure that the recorder's on.
That's fine.
Because if you want me to take anything off, then I
can't. You want to edit it because there's loads of really boring stuff.
No, I'd be fine.
Okay.
I talk waffle all the time, so I feel like waffling under hypnosis is by the by.
Right, okay. Have you got any fears and phobias?
Not really. I mean, the usual snakes. Or things that are going to kill me. I don't know, I guess.
Snakes.
Scorpions. Anything that...
But not irrational fears or phobias.
Oh, not
just
irrational.
Like, sensible.
Yeah, nothing really.
Okay, and have you got any compulsive habits?
I don't know, Bob.
You just said you talk waffle all the time.
Yeah, that's just...
Oh, that's not...
That's a trait.
That's just who he is. And have you got any addictions? I mean, I know you like having fun.
Addictions?
yeah, this is what I mean. I can delete some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Addictions. I smoke weed a lot.
but do you find that like a compulsion? Or
I could give it up tomorrow.
I feel like you go in and out of habits with that.
Yeah.
Like you'll smoke a lot and then not for a bit.
But it's not something that you're like fighting against.
If it's a habit, it's a habit for like... a few weeks and then I'm just like done with it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just really to see if there's sort of emotional, underlying emotional issues that might come up really. But I don't think so. I think it just like, for fun.
Yeah.
Recreational.
Mm.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It's a habit, not an addiction.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. And have you got any symptoms like anxiety or... difficulty sleeping or anything like that?
Not because of the weed, no. Fall straight asleep. But anxiety, I guess I've had anxiety in the past, but I think that's just sort of 20s
nothing recently
sort of thing. Yeah, similar thing to what you had, Bob, I guess. That it hasn't really carried on.
Okay,
so what's going to happen now is Nikki's going to put this into a meditative state, and this took about 15 minutes. I've cut it right down to about 4 minutes for the show because it is just, you know, trying to get Tiss relaxed and comfortable. And so it's not super interesting to listen to, but I wanted to leave a bit in so you could get an idea of what was going on. And there are certain things that are referred back to from this section, such as the garden that Nikki talks about. And every now and then during this and during the whole proper session that comes a bit later, Nikki will ask Tiss something, but you may not hear him respond. That's because he is sometimes nodding or shaking his head or raising a hand to signify that he's understood or something. So that's why So what you're going to get now, you're going to get the meditation. Then it's going to have us talking about how Tis felt about the meditation and how he feels going forward. And then you're going to get the start of the full session where she takes him into his past lives. And then I'll pop up a sort of midway through that again. So here we go.
What do you want to be called, Tis?
Yeah.
Okay. Close your eyes, Tis. And the first thing we're going to do is to relax the body. And then we'll go on to relax the mind. So, to relax the body, the first thing to do is to take a good deep breath. Now just concentrate on your breathing for a few moments. Slow, steady, deep breaths. Because breathing is all important to help your body relax. And it also helps you to focus on your body and become aware of your body more and more. I just want you to use your imagination for me, Tiff, and find yourself in a beautiful garden on a warm summer's day. Just imagine yourself standing here in this beautiful garden. Imagine a beautiful clear blue sky. And the feeling you get in this beautiful place is one of complete peace. And this wonderful feeling of peace and tranquility allows you to drift deeper and deeper, becoming more calm and relaxed as each moment passes in this lovely place. And now, as you stroll through this beautiful place, taking in the sights and sounds of nature, I want you to discover some steps, 10 steps, which will lead you down to a lower level in the garden. Just imagine yourself standing at the top of these 10 steps. You can choose what they look like. And in a moment, I will ask you to walk down the steps. And you will find that with each step you take, you will drift deeper and deeper into this wonderful, relaxing feeling. With each step that you take, you will drift deeper and deeper. And as you walk down the steps, I will count them down for you. Just let me know that you're aware of the steps in front of you. Just indicate to me by slightly lifting a hand. Thank you. That's very good. I'm now going to count you down the steps. 10, 9, 8. Feel a wonderful sinking down feeling with each step you take. 7, 6. Drifting deeper and deeper. 5. Drifting down and down. 4, 3, 2. Even deeper now. 1. And on to the lower level of the garden. You are now in an even more beautiful part of the garden. And over to your right is a comfortable, reclining garden chair. Please make your way over to the chair and settle yourself down. Just drift away. Now in this beautiful state of complete relaxation, we have access to your subconscious mind. And that part of you is willing and able to allow you to continue this journey to that part of you where your past life memories can be discovered. But for now, we're going to return back to the upper level. It is important to always return the same way. So I want you to leave the chair now and make your way back to the foot of the steps again. The 10 steps which will lead you back to normality, back to the present. I will count you up as you climb. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, mind and body slowly returning to normality now. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Mind and body fully refreshed and returning back to normality. And you can open your eyes. How did you find that?
Yeah, good.
Did you feel that you were relaxed? Did you
visualise it? Okay. Of my body totally relaxed. I could picture the garden like super well. On the steps, I pictured the steps, and then when I was walking down, there was times where I could see, like, it was like I was falling through, like, the darkness, like.
Oh, okay.
So I was falling backwards into myself rather than going down steps.
But okay, then, yeah.
It was like I had my eyes closed, but I still could picture, like, the garden at the bottom and then the chair and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So it's clear, so you felt that you can remember it.
It felt like I was 50-50 between here and there.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Yeah. Like, it was hard to not. I guess there was one part of my mind that was still, like, sort of...
Still here.
Here.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was, you know, I've meditated before and I know that for sure I was definitely in that place.
Yeah, okay. And so you can recall it, you could describe the garden. Do you want to describe the steps?
The steps were like the garden was very green, overgrown, vines everywhere. And then the steps were sort of like... very Greek, just these stone steps amongst green, and sort of they just go down to like a sort of lower level, but you could see across the whole lower level as well.
Okay, that's good. So you feel like you've got your imagination like primed,
you're
sort of in your subconscious, and you're able to really visualize things quite well, The second induction is not as long as that, so we'll just, because we're going back to the same place, and it's like you're primed.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a break, or are you happy to
go?
You're happy. It is nice, isn't it, just to really just like relax.
Yeah, totally.
It's quite nice to relax in. Are you quite relaxed?
I felt relaxed, yeah. I was really focused on just like watching Tess to see if I could see him relaxing.
It's so beautiful to see people under hypnosis.
Yeah, I have a real, it is kind of like a fear of not being in control of my body. So I'm very, I feel like my body is very abrasive and resistant to hypnosis and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen people be hypnotized, but I always have to try and almost ignore what they're saying in case I got like a, almost like I'm paranoid of being entranced by it too.
Yeah.
So the idea of me collapsing here while you're trying to relax in
worried
me.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. But it was very relaxing all the same.
It is, isn't it? It's quite, okay. All right then, okay. If you're really happy, relaxed, fully relaxed, feel your body just like really sink back in to where you were. And I'll take you through to the second induction and we'll go on a little walk at the lower level of the garden and see what comes up for you. So, okay, make sure you're comfortable and relaxed once more and close your eyes. Once again, Tess, take a few deep breaths and just blow away any tension that you're aware of in your body. Just feel all those muscles relax once more as your body starts to feel calm and relaxed once again. Imagine again that beautiful terraced garden. Stroll through the garden to the steps, which lead down to the lower terrace. In a moment, once more, I will ask you to walk down these steps. And with each step that you take, you will feel more and more calm and relaxed. And as before, as you walk down these steps, I will count you down. Now make your way to the steps. I'm going to count you down now. 3, 2, 1. And now you're in that part of the garden where you find the chair. You needn't go to the chair right now. Just know that it is there as a place of safety to return to. Should you get lost or confused when exploring in past lives, just find yourself on a pathway which now stretches away in front of you As you look down the path, on one side you will see a row of trees, and on the other side you will see a high wall. All along this wall you can see many, many doors. Each door is an access to your past. Each door represents a year. As you walk down the path, the further you go, the further back in time you go. Each door has a number written above it, showing you the year. Now I want you to make your way down the path, back in time. Look at the numbers above the doors, counting down as you go further down the path. Go past the 1990s, the 80s. Go past the year, way past the year you were born, and go further and further. Now, I want you to look for a door that stands out, the door which has a past life behind it. Just look for a door which stands out from the rest, just one that you are drawn to. I'll give you a few moments to find one that just stands out for you. See if you can see, looking at the door, a number written above this door. Now I want you to enter this door, and once on the other side, I want you to close it behind you, but know that it will be right behind you at any time should you wish to leave and return to the pathway. Okay, so would you like to enter the door and close the door behind you? And just give yourself a moment to acclimatise to where you are. Can you describe to me where you are?
It's like a basement.
A basement. So you're inside? Can you have a look at your feet and just try and describe to me what you have on your feet, if you have anything on your feet?
A feet?
Can you see what you're wearing?
Pretty neutral colours, just wearing the spell, I guess.
Can you just give me a commentary on what you think you might be doing in this place then?
Not too sure.
You're not too sure. Okay, that's fine. It will just come to you.
It's like a basement of a house, I feel.
Okay.
Or a castle, maybe. It's stone walls.
Okay. Do you know whose house it is?
No.
Is it your house?
Doesn't feel like mine, though.
Okay. What's right in front of you?
The staircase and bookshelves. But not with any books on, just sort of...
Just shelves?
Yeah, just like pots and stuff like that.
Okay. Do you know what year it is?
The door was 1309.
Okay. Do you know what your name is?
Ben.
Is there anyone with you?
No.
You're by yourself? No. Is it a familiar place to you?
Yeah, it feels familiar.
Do you know what the pots are used for? What sort of pots are they? Can you describe them?
They're just sort of general. I don't really know what they are.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Just have a think about things. And how are you feeling emotionally in this place?
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quite safe?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in this life, I'd like you to just let that image fade and move on to a significant time in that life. So just let the image fade, and a new image will just come to you in a different time, a different phase in this life. Can you let me know when that materializes for you?
Okay.
Okay. Can you describe where you are?
It's kind of hard. There's pillars, a big hall. I'm really getting a lot of the detail. I'm getting colours. I can't see exactly what I'm.
That's okay. We'll just
properly, but it's from the colour arrangement. I can tell I'm in a hall of some sort of wooden pillar struts.
Okay. Is it the same place as you were in the basement, do you think?
Could possibly be, yeah.
So you're inside a big hall. Is it a big hall?
Yeah.
Is there anyone with you?
There's no one in there now.
How are you feeling in this place on this day?
Yeah, feel safe. Just happy.
And what are you doing today?
Sure.
Okay, have a think about what you're wearing today.
Sort of cotton clothes, very muted, not any notes, sort of pretty standard fabric clothes.
Okay. Can you tell me your name?
First thing that popped into my head was Adam.
Adam, okay. Adam, you've done really well. That's brilliant. What I want you to do, if you can't see the images very well, just sense what is happening around you and describe the colours to me. And as you describe the colours, the images will become more crystallised for you. Okay.
So, got browns, beiges, sort of eggshell white.
Okay. They're quite neutral colours.
Yeah. A lot of sort of wooden style.
Do you know what age you are?
A lot younger than usual. In your 20s.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
Do you know what you do for a living?
I feel like I work this house.
You work in the house?
I feel like I'm a part of the framework of the house, but not a part of the family or ownership.
Okay. Well, what are you doing right now, this moment, in this hall?
There's no one there. Sort of on my own. Feels like all my jobs are done. Feels like, I guess there's a little bit of peace because there's no one in the house.
Okay. And what jobs have you done today?
Sort of general cleaning, keeping things
okay.
in check, I guess. Keeping general tidiness of the area.
Okay. So you live in the house, do you?
Feels like, yeah.
Okay. And where do you sleep? Have you got space?
I feel like potentially that basement, but I didn't see a bed.
Okay. Don't worry, they'll just come to you. They'll just come to you and you'll just know. So what today, because we've gone on to a significant time in this life, so what do you feel happens on this day in this life?
It feels like sort of time off from the usual. It feels like no one's in the house. I'm sort of left alone to my own devices. Freedom I haven't had.
Okay. What are you hoping to do today with your freedom?
I think it feels so alien that I'm kind of enjoying the relaxation, the quietness and the, freedom I haven't felt.
Okay. We're going to leave this place, let those images fade, and we're going to go further on to in this life still. We're going to go to a different time where something significant happened in this life for you. You'll still be Adam, but it'll be a different time. It could be moments in the future. It could be years. We know when you arrive at a different time in this life. And just describe to me the images as they come to you.
From the grounds of somewhere.
Okay.
Not quite a forest, but it's like a forest, but not quite as wild. It's been well kept.
Okay. Do you know what age you are now?
Not much older.
Okay. Do the sort of late 20s?
Yeah.
And what are you doing here in this cloistered grounds?
Feels like gardening, possibly.
Okay. And how are you feeling in this place?
Yeah, very similar to the other two.
Okay.
Neutral, not happy, but not sad.
Okay. And do you know where you are in terms of what country you're in?
Feels like England.
Do you know if you are in a rural place or is it close to a town?
Close to a town, I think.
Do you know what the nearest town is?
Winchester pops into my head.
Okay. Do you ever go to Winchester, Adam?
No.
Do you travel anywhere?
No.
Have you got any family?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. And how do you feel about that? Do you feel alone or do you feel loved and protected? How do you feel about the people in your life?
Kind of neutral, not close to the people, but also they give me everything I need, I guess. I kind of feel sad or lonely.
Okay. So you're kind of content. Is there anyone with you in the grounds?
No.
Can you try and describe to me the people that you are with in this life, like the family that look after you?
Comes to mind.
Don't try too hard. Just let the images just come to you, or just anything that just pops in your head, like a name or even a feeling. If there's anyone special to you, okay, you've done really well. What I want you to do now is to let these images fade and turn around and see the door that is behind you. And I want you to step through the door and close it behind you, and you will find yourself back on the pathway. You will see a bench. I want you to sit down on the bench and just so you can just acclimatise yourself being back on the pathway. Can you let me know you've done that? Okay, so we'll just have a think about what you felt about that life, what feelings that's brought up for you. If there's any questions that you have about that life.
Hard to say, I didn't get a lot from it, but at the same time I can...
It seems to have brought up some emotions. Can you talk me through how you feel emotionally about that life?
It's kind of strange. It was like there was no one really in that world. I don't know if that reflects maybe how I felt in there.
Yeah, because you didn't have any family of your own, then maybe you did feel quite alone in that life. Although at the time when you're in it, you were quite content. That feels a little sad, perhaps.
It's out of character for this life.
Yeah.
It's not something that in this life I could do. But it felt very natural in that one.
Okay. Okay, well, what we'll do now, I would like to walk a little further down the path. Can you see the wall with the doors? So you can get up from your bend and just start walking down the path. And just describe to me what the path looks like and the doors.
It's got loads of stone path, and the wall is the same same type of stone.
Okay. So again, I would just like you to look out for a door that looks just a little bit special to you, that just stands out from the rest. And just let me know when you found a door.
Okay, I'm just going to jump in here to break up the regression session. So that was Tiss in his past life in Winchester 1309 as Adam, living and working on the grounds of this large building. So we're about halfway through the session. So what we're going to do now is go into another past life, continuing the session. And after he comes out of the regression, there's about 15 to 20 minute conversation that me, him and Nikki had about the lives that Tiss went into and how he felt about the whole thing.
you found a door?
Yeah.
Can you describe the door to me?
It's kind of burgundy, with a point on top, like a very old style door.
Okay. Is there a year that would any number of the door?
Nothing's popular.
Okay. In the same way as before, I'd like you to walk through the door and close the door behind you, and know that the door is always behind you whenever you want to leave this next line. So I'd now like you to step through the burgundy door and just allow yourself a moment to just acclimatise yourself to where you are. Just let the images crystallise in your mind. Can you have a look down at your feet and just try and describe to me if you've got anything on your feet and what you have on your feet? Can you describe to me what you're standing on?
Rock.
Rock. Are you outside or inside?
Outside.
Okay. Can you describe to me what you're wearing?
Very light blue trousers and shirt.
Okay. I'd just like you to describe to me what you're doing on this rock, in this place, and if you're with anybody, who you're with.
No one. There's a waterfall, sort of small waterfall.
Okay.
Lots of wild woodland around. I'm sort of just standing on a rock in the stream.
Okay. How old are you?
About 26.
And do you know what you're doing here today?
No.
Just have a say what you're
it
actually...
It doesn't feel like I'm obligated to be here. Just a day out or something.
A day out. Is that a usual thing that you would normally do, have a day out?
Yeah.
Is it a special thing?
Yeah, it feels like this is kind of my home.
It's your home. And who, if you're on a day out today, are you by yourself or has someone come with you?
Yeah, by myself at the moment. It feels like there's someone else around, just not at this particular time.
Okay. So you have someone in your life.
Yeah.
Can you try and let that just come to you, who that person is, and describe them to me?
Things come into mind.
Okay. Are you married to this person?
No.
Do you love this person?
I think so, yeah.
Let's just have a think about your name.
John's popping into my head.
Sorry, John?
John, yeah.
Okay, John. And this person that you love that's in your life, John, do you know the name of this person?
No.
Okay. And how do you feel about this relationship? Do you...
Feels like a partnership more than a relationship.
Okay. And what are your feelings around that?
Happy. Content.
Okay. That's really good. I don't really mind. So I want you to, in this life, where you're standing on the rock, strong, I'd like you to allow those images to fade a little bit and move on in this life to a significant time in this life. Just let those images fade and move onwards in time to another day in this life. It may be moments, it may be days, it may be years. Just move yourself forward through time to a significant day in this life. And let me know when those images start to come together. Can you describe to me where you are, John?
I've got sort of asphalt underneath me. Well, what feels like asphalt? Concrete or rock. Path. But still green everywhere. Lots of woodland.
Okay. Do you know where you are, what country you're in?
No. Doesn't feel like England.
Where does it feel like?
I don't think I've ever been there.
Where do you think it might be?
Africa's ringing a bell.
Okay. Is it a very rural place or is it a town?
Very rural.
And can you let me know what you're wearing today?
Still bare feet. It's very undescript clothing.
Okay. And what are you doing today in this place? What's your job today?
Gathering. Okay. Of some kind. Origin.
And how do you feel today?
I feel fine. it's a nice day. Don't feel upset or anxious.
Okay. Do you know what age you are, John? Can you tell me how old you are?
Mid-30s.
And are you married? Do you have family?
Doesn't feel like it now.
Do you know whereabouts in Africa? Anything that coming to you about the name of the country or the
Nigeria?
And can you describe to me how your body feels, what your build is, and how physically well you feel?
Feel great physically. Very well. Very relaxed and content with being active a lot.
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing right now? What's in front of you?
Feels like I'm in like a clearing, sort of the marshlands.
Mm. And if you're foraging, what are you looking for?
Berries and wood.
Okay. And what are the berries and wood for?
Just general foraging. Just myself.
Okay. Do you know where you live? Can you describe your house where you're getting back to when you finished foraging?
It's like a basic place, like a wood burner.
And do you know what year it is?
No.
Do you know what century it is?
I'd say 1800s.
Okay. I want those images to fade now, and I would like you to turn around and go through the door, close it behind you, and outside the door you'll find a bench, and I'd like you to just sit down on the bench and describe to me the feelings about this life as John.
It's kind of hard. It feels very similar to the last one. I don't feel too attached to it.
Like neutral.
Very neutral towards it, Very neutral.
Okay. I mean, is anything coming to you sitting on the bench about what might have happened in that life? Do you think it was an eventful life or an uneventful life? What are your feelings about that?
Uneventful, but eventful, I guess, with just contentment. Just feel like content for my place in the world in both of those.
Mm. Okay. You've done really well, so I'm going to take you back up the path, start walking up the path towards your garden chair. And then I'm going to count you up. Have you found your way to the stairs? Okay. 10, 9, 8, 7. Feeling more awake now. 6, 5, 4. Mind and body refreshed and returning to normal. 3, 2, 1. And at the top of the steps, I'd like you to open your eyes for me. How did that feel?
Yeah, it did. It's very bizarre.
It is bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah. It's so hard.
It's hard work. That's what I say. It's like, you know, it's quite difficult in a first session.
Yeah, the images were very vivid. It felt like I was in, like if you imagine a computer game, they've made all the textures, but they haven't put any of the characters in or anything. It felt very sparse.
Mm.
It felt very much like Limbo, that sort of thing. Like very much like that I was in the world, very much on my own. But that didn't frighten me. It was just sort of part and parcel of.
Yeah. Well, it's quite interesting, because the first one where you were Adam, you were, it sounded like quite low status with that. Feel right and very alone, very reliant on the family that were looking after you. He had very little autonomy.
Mm.
And as John, I mean, he obviously had a love in your life, although it wasn't sort of that might come to you actually, that as if you like locked onto that person, but you felt much more in control and autonomous. Yeah, they were they're quite interesting that they're sort of two things have come. So maybe that at this time in your life, it would sort of suggest that you are dealing with autonomy and how much freedom you want. So those lives are sort of...
Yeah.
Because they're not massively significant things are happening in those lives, but the feelings, if you like, are quite linked.
Yeah. I felt content in both lives.
but one was of contentment, of being totally free and my own boss and surviving on my own. And the other one was contentment of having a place in the world which was defined. Even though it was low, it was still defined, and I just sort of had come to terms with it, and it felt like I was a groundsman or a...
like a simple contentment.
A servant of a house. And the house was... not that they were bad people or anything, but it wasn't that I was attached to them in any way. I was very much like Mr. Filch from Harry Potter, you know, very much my own person, and every day sort of talking to myself. It felt like...
I think that's... I thought that's quite an interesting life, actually. Because it's like... it was just such a simple life. It was like you weren't... you just didn't have to engage. You just knew exactly what was needed to do. You were totally looked after. You had no kind of pressure. No pressure. You just had to work.
Yeah.
And then when you didn't have to work, you were just like, oh, I've got a free day.
And it felt like that. Everyone was out, and...
you've got a good time for that, and a place. You've got Winchester and 1309.
Yeah, that was very vivid on the door. The other one, I couldn't see. The numbers were just...
I mean, because I think sometimes, especially if you think... because it was in Africa. You've got Africa. Or Nigeria, actually, didn't you?
Yeah.
But you're white or you're black. Did you have a sense of...
I was trying to figure that out myself, because I was like, if I'm in Nigeria, what?
Yeah,
I did feel very... when you brought in the physicality of it, I started to realize, yeah, I am very much more able than I am now, much more built.
Felt like that way you described it.
And you can see he's actually almost taken on that characteristics. Sort of like, you know, you can tell that he was like...
I was, I could imagine.
And I imagined big, like, John athletic. As being like stocky, kind of muscle guy, because you could just see as you were sort of taking on that physicality.
And it felt like I knew the woods and the jungle or whatever it was that I was in, and I was very in tune with it, and I was just sort of wandering around doing my thing.
So I think when you go into different cultures, they obviously have a different time system. So you know, 1309 England, Winchester, you can, you know, 1309 Nigeria at some time in the past. It could have a completely different sort of calendar, so it can be quite difficult to gauge that. So what's your feeling about that? Do you think it was a long time ago or a not so long time ago? Do you think it was like sort of ancient or recent?
Do you know what? It felt like that marshland was a bit of an airstrip. It felt like the asphalt that was under my feet was a tiny bit of an airstrip, but it was very wild, very rural, not built up at all. Like the sort of one you'd find in Papua New Guinea or something as well.
Like, so fairly recent, actually, then.
Yeah.
Is that the one where you said 1800s?
Oh, did you say 1800s?
I think you did
1800s. 1800s, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they'd have planes then. Probably not.
No, definitely not.
I can't even think what would happen in 1309.
I was interested in John's, like, the relationship that was there, but you couldn't get it. It wasn't quite there, but I was like... I was interested in what that was.
That specific day, I was at the waterfall on my own. And when I was foraging, it felt like I was supposed to be on my own. But the waterfall, it felt like there I was on my own when I usually aren't.
Right, okay.
But the foraging felt very natural.
But it didn't feel like... you said he wasn't married.
It wasn't a relationship as I would feel in this society. But it felt like... a mutual sort of survival, I guess.
You know,
a partnership where we both are mutually
surviving. Like that's interesting. Or something.
Well, it's kind of, I guess kind of like we're not in love, we're just
a very good team. Work out in my head, I was like, is it a romantic relationship or is it a working relationship, and is it a male or is it a female in either way? Like,
I still don't know if it's male or female. It could be either. It felt like a companion, in the world that I could bounce my ideas off, but not anything intimate.
So that's quite interesting, isn't it? Because that is, if you like, taking... you really have sat into another culture. That's a different cultural perspective.
Mm.
What partnerships and relationships. You were very content with that. It wasn't something that you...
It's not something I'd usually be content with.
No, in this life, as a single person.
Yeah.
Who would want something different?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're both quite, if you like, quite good sort of basis. You know, you've got, you could go back to either of those lives and slip into those people. And I think you could fill in some of the gaps. So what you really want to do is come back and we'll go back to those lives and get some of those... some more detail around that. But you will find that over a kind of... like the next few weeks, it will... little things will just pop in your head and you might remember.
I feel like I'm probably going to meditate on those.
Yeah. You feel like places you've been. It feels like places you've been. Already, I feel like the way you explained it was almost like you were telling me someplace you went.
Like it is like that, isn't it? I've been to Winchester. How you would describe it?
How was it?
That's how. Well,
I was foraging for some berries, and I never wore any bloody shoes.
And it's like the pots. I mean, have a think about the pots, because I think that
the pots were like this, like
like wines, like vats,
big
kind of thing.
Vases,
like an apothecary.
I don't know, I've seen them in computer games. Skyrim. From Skyrim, it felt like a, you know, basement of like a hut in Skyrim. Like but Skyrim's based around like
Norse.
Medieval Norse,
yeah, it's
sort
like
of
Norse
stuff.
Mythology.
Mm-hmm.
And it did feel like a castle.
Mm.
In fact, when I was doing the groundworks, it felt like in the distance, it was raining. It felt a little bit like Scotland, but it was very English weather anyway. Scottish or English weather.
Yeah, I think it's worth looking at some pots. I mean, if they're big like this, they could be wine.
Yeah, they were like
the
big
cellar,
pots, and then they would have
cellar.
Like little handles.
Yeah.
Like
an urn.
What do they have in people's gardens for wood? A chimney.
Oh, a chimney.
But without the chimney part, it's like a pot. Like, it was like a chimney.
Mm.
Yeah, because things like that are really.
So I didn't know if it was medicinal. Like it was a medicinal pot. That was the way I was imagining.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's so hard to get people to describe things because they say things like it's normal.
They're just usual. Because to them, when they're in that person, it's usual to them.
And it's what is lovely about that is they are actually there thinking it was quite normal to be living in 1309 in Winchester, which is really not, being like some kind of slave. Wearing rough clothing, but. So it's good in one way because, you know, you're like really plugged in to that life, but it is hard to get the descriptions.
Yeah.
But he will remember that. He will.
I feel like he will.
I mean, just
because he felt like he was so on the cusp of being...
Yes.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of being able to explain.
Yeah. I'd love for him to like really describe that house to me a bit more because that was... He's saying it's a castle, so it's like he thinks it's a castle, but it doesn't sound like a castle.
So
it's too
like,
woody, isn't it? It's more
like
a hall.
Quite early, I forgot the year when he was talking. So when he was talking about that, I was thinking of some old like big manor house, like a more modern thing. But
1309 is quite early, isn't it?
I can't think of...
Can you describe that house to us a bit more?
So the basement is obviously just a basement, and then, but the thing is that room, the original, the room after the basement, I saw that flash as I went into that door. As you were saying, go through the door, my brain was already moving ahead of you.
Okay. Yes, yeah, that happens.
To the door, and that flashed in first, but then...
Where you actually were.
When you said about it, the basement flashed in. But I knew that that other part of it was another part of the house. I don't know if it was the same house, but it does feel like it was. But it was like a big hall with big wooden pillars up each side of it. With like sort of... What's that brazier? Is that...
That's fire.
It's a brazier. Wooden table, a lot of it was wood. Very basic.
Because we were just saying, it's like you called it a castle, but you would normally think a castle is very stone. But it sounds to me that we're describing like a great hall, like an earlier castle or a kind of...
It doesn't feel like a huge cut.
The way I'm imagining it now is like... Sorry, because you've got a Skyrim on my head. is the Mage's College in Skyrim, like the school grounds.
I'd say it's more
that's
like...
That's how I'm imagining it.
What's it called? Whiterun.
Right.
One of the big castles there. But, yeah, I don't know. When I looked at it from the grounds, it was very stone, sort of grey stone, but it's not huge. It's contained. It's like a small holdfast.
And what were your clothes like? Because, again, you were like, were they just like normal clothes?
This is very neutral.
Were they raggy?
Were they sort of raggy?
Very raggy, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, very just cotton, just basic cotton. But I felt that for all the lives, the clothes, like really. Every
the other
one
you said was like a bright blue, not like a bright blue, but like a plain blue or something.
It was blue and they were light.
Like a pale blue.
No, I mean like the fabric.
Were they like trousers?
But they were really light. For like hot weather.
Was it really light material?
It felt like it was very humid. But like comfortable humid, not like... Yeah. Well, maybe I was more comfortable with a human because I lived there.
Sort of like the loose clothing they would wear in like India or something. The loose, light fabric.
Mm. Yeah. The more and more you say it, I think John was black. I feel like he was.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's interesting.
But yeah, the other one I do feel like I was like a caretaker or a groundsman or...
Yeah, just to me, it sort of sounded that it was obviously like your life. You hadn't got a family, so it's like the family's taking you in maybe when you were quite young. And you've just been like the
doing that sort
kind
of thing,
slave, like, really, just sort of looking.
Yeah.
They're looking after you. I mean, you lived in the basement. I think in those times, I don't think you had beds really. I think they just had rolls and things like that because you were saying, I'll stay there, but they just. That's where you get bedroom because you just have room for your bedroll and that sort of thing around that time.
Yeah.
I'm sure exactly what the dates are, but you probably didn't really have that.
A bedroll did flash into my mind when I thought about bed. It didn't seem like I had a proper bed. It felt like I said a roll of...
Like sort of, yeah, that's where... Yeah, they used to have like blankets and everyone.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got a great hall because it was... Everyone's in it together. You didn't really have rooms as much as you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Do you know what it made me feel like when you were doing it? Because it felt like you were describing, obviously, people. But to me, because we don't know these people, to me it feels like a character, like someone's explaining a character from a book. It just made me feel like it would be a really good tool for an author. Because they could think of... They're experiencing being alive, so they could really get to grips with that person, and then they'd probably have to write that person more and more and flesh out themselves.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you still? What part of you did you still feel was you in those people?
Not the me that's Adam, but the me that's beyond.
Okay, so it's kind of connected you
to... The true
to,
me.
Yeah.
The sort of...
Yeah.
Like
your authentic self was sort
the
of
the ego death me, the one after the ego dies from me. But that's only from like when I've been on acid, I guess that's when it cuts away and I feel myself. So that's it's the contentment behind.
Yes, because you had, if you like, in both lives, even though one was quite difficult and one you were quite empowered, you still had this kind of acceptance and contentment.
Yeah.
And you are like that in this life as well. So that must be like, if you like, core.
Yeah, possibly.
To
who
you are, which is quite nice, really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I think if you just let that, you know, just let things come to you, and then...
I feel like I'm going to meditate a lot on them, because once you go to a place, it's a lot easier to find.
Yeah,
you can't forget it.
You can't forget it. Those images are there. You'll just absolutely remember it in more and more detail. And... in any way where you remember things, things come to you. You know, you try and remember, oh, I can't remember that person's name, I can't remember that person's name. I do that every week in this life. So
it's
not surprising that names are difficult to get hold of in your past life. So, you know, a name will just pop in, like, you know, your wife or family members that were looking after you. And just make a note of them, really. And then when we go back, I think it's worth doing another session on those.
It's like the
detail is really would be useful to flesh out.
Yeah, and plus if I do some more meditation myself, hopefully it will
bring a bit more through beforehand as well.
Have you got any like connections? Have you ever felt drawn to Africa or that time period or anything? Is it that, are they both sort of quite new things, if you like? If you were thinking you were going back to a previous life, are they sort of lives, or were they completely out of?
I guess, I don't know if it counts, but I love Skyrim and Oblivion, and they're set in those type of medieval...
Of the first one?
Yeah.
Cause that
yeah.
The first, well, the second life, the African life.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from.
No, I don't.
Because you've never, even when you talked about, places you want to go around the world, Africa never comes into it.
No, no. It felt very tribalistic or basic, but I wasn't with a tribe, it was...
Yeah, that is really interesting. I think, just see what comes up. And certainly if you do meditate, because it's a very similar place. Yeah. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, no, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I found it interesting. Okay.
Good.
Amazing.
I really enjoyed it. I loved doing it. I absolutely love it. It's so fascinating.
Did you find it distracting knowing I was in the room?
Not at all.
Yeah,
all the doors were like old-fashioned, like
the,
you know, the doors,
peaks,
from medieval times.
For the last one, when you were really vividly explaining... when I came back in, because I missed a little bit of the first character, but that one, I sort of, because I was perched here and I sort of had my eyes shut and I could really visualise it when you were saying, and I really got like a good sense of that door and everything. Yeah.
See the garden, so you go down the stairs and then
what's the chair like?
Even though the chair was like this like an egg chair, but like, you know those egg chairs they make? But they've all got like, they're made out of like vines and stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's very like.
I love knowing what people's chairs are like. They're all so different.
It's like.
See, I was imagining stuff as well, sort of going on with it. So my chair was like. My chair was an old. It was like the exact old swing chair, what they called. Love chairs, whatever.
Yeah.
That my grandparents used to have in their garden when they lived in Burke Hampstead. It was like this old metal framed swing chair. And that was the chair I was imagining.
But the garden. The doorways went all the way round. It was like, on one side there was, I know you said there were supposed to be trees, but for some reason, on one side there was a wall, and behind the wall were just trees, so the doors were like, they had no real weight to them.
Just doors.
But on the other side it was like a big opening, and it was just like, you could see the path go round and wind for ages, and you could see doors all the way, and the door... I chose first was like right the way down, and then on the corner, like over here, like really, I was like running down to the door because I wanted to get to that.
You
could
see
by
it
by the time.
Yeah.
So that was kind of strange.
Well, do you know, I think what is really nice actually, they're not actually completely crazy lives, and I was slightly worried.
Psychedelic
mad lives. They're actually quite simple, lovely.
Yeah, they were really simple, yeah.
You said that like, oh, I kind of hope. I'm not like, I don't ever go into like a crazy life.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know. When you say the car, you don't want to be like, want to hang with the ex-wives or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look, they're not violent, are they? You know, you're a very gentle person as a person.
Yeah.
But it's like you haven't.
They were very much like, living in tune with something.
Very nature based as well. You're very, both. You were sort of in tune with your landscape.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Okay, that was the whole session. We are planning on returning to Nikki in January to follow up on these characters. Tis wants to delve back into the lives of Adam and John to see if he can get a little bit more information about them. So look out for that later on. Quick outro stuff, you know the usual things. You can go on weirdtalesandtheunexplainable.com to follow links to our Twitters, Facebooks, Patreons, donations, all that stuff. It's all on there. Plus, there'll be links on there to where you can contact Nikki if you want a tarot reading or organise something of your own. And listener of the week this week, I want to give to Ross Wiltshire, who's a long-time listener. He quite often posts really fun pictures. For example, he posted a funny one for Beef's birthday last week on our Facebook page, and we also got the Bond poster for No One Ever Dies about Tiss having never been to a funeral, and they're always really enjoyable. So listener of the week, thanks a lot, Ross. Thanks for listening. What you're going to get now, you're going to get one last little bit of conversation that me and Tiss had in the car on the way home from Nikki's house. where we talk about how we felt the whole thing went. And then outro the music this week, I did say a long while ago, if you make music of your own or if you are in a band or anything like that, let us know and we'd love to play some of your music. And since then, I really haven't got around to adding any listeners' music that's been sent to us, so I want to do that this week. This is a track by Alice, one of our listeners we've mentioned lots of times, from Sweden, who's helped us out with various things, which she recorded under the name Arisu Moon. So thanks a lot, Alice, for sending your music to us. And anyone else, send your music our way, we'll try and get it on the show. Anyway, until next time, I don't know. Until next time, see you later. Bye. But yeah, okay, so we're on the way home. I've got the recorder going again. Tis is, you know, coming back to reality.
Yeah.
How do you think it was?
How do I think it was?
How did you think it went?
Yeah, really well. I felt that when I was under, I felt a bit frustrated that my mind wasn't going to quite as far in as I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad. I felt like I was letting Nikki down a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Like, in your head, you're like, am I concentrating enough? Am I being...
Yeah, but it's really difficult because you don't want to think like that, but then you can't help yourself. But if you think about that, it's taking you away from relaxing. So
I just tried to just go with it as much as I could. But it did feel like sometimes trying to get hold of a slippery heel, like kind of get my mind in check. Because sometimes she'd be like, go through the door, and I'd be like, when I was supposed to be in the other room already, I still hadn't gone through the door because I still was telling myself, oh, I'm not going to see anything, I'm not going to manifest anything. But then I did. And when I did, those spaces became very visible and explorable. Did feel very lonely. It felt like a game that hadn't been finished.
Did you enjoy one of them more than the other, one of the lives?
Both of them were quite a struggle.
Yeah,
mentally it very much a struggle to keep on concentrating and stay relaxed and not get too taken with anything.
I was really interested in the second one.
Yeah. What about it?
I just found it really interesting.
Yeah. It definitely felt like that life I was fending for myself and surviving through living off the land.
Yeah. Because it kept changing what I was originally thinking of it. Like at first I thought, oh, he's at a waterfall or whatever. He's like a young boy. But then you was like, oh no, I'm like in my sort of mid to late 20s. And then it was like, oh, I thought you were with like a young woman, and then you were like, no, I'm on my own, but I am with someone, but I'm not married. But then it almost felt secretive, and it made me think, I kind of went for a little bit where I was like, oh, is he gay? Is it like a secretive thing? Like they can't be seen together in public, and they have this relationship that isn't a marriage, but it's very like, it seemed like, I don't know. And then it didn't feel like that at all.
Yeah.
And then, it just got my perceptions of what this story was, or what this character was, what this person was, really kept, like, changing.
Yeah.
I was, like, engrossed of what the next, like, not twist, but the next information I was going to get that would change what I thought about this character.
Yeah.
But you're up for going back and digging into some more?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Can you get more vivid, I guess?
Yeah.
I hope, because I end up in the same places, just... looking around. I felt like in the garden I could walk around.
Yeah.
But in those places it felt like I was very much fixed in one place and looking around. And I couldn't sort of walk around and pick stuff up.
Like one of them cutscenes in Metal Gear Solid where you can move where you're looking but you can't actually move your character.
Yeah. Definitely. Or like one of those 3D panoramic photos where they take a photo of the room they're in.
Yeah.
You can just look around and see all the different bits. But...
cool. So, we've got the next few episodes planned out. Next one's the big 100.
Yeah.
We've got a few bits. So we're probably going to be coming back and it's going to be episode 103. Would probably be the return to the
regression.
To the regression.
Alright.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.